I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Hey chickens, we are past the halfway mark of the War Games with Patrick Troughton as Doctor Who. It's getting very, very exciting. There's not so many people getting caught and escaping. All right, let's get on with this. Hello, chickens. As this episode starts, the wetsuit soldiers have dragged all the dead bodies away. Poor Jamie and the rebels. They've all been shot with the zappy ray guns. But the doctor says he doesn't know if they're dead. And that's when he and Zoe and Carstairs run off. Meanwhile, the security chief tells the lecturer that there are people on the planet who have not been brought here. I love this guy. He's so heaven. By the way, it's James Bree who played the keeper of the Matrix in the Trial of a Time Lord. He is just heaven. So he's like, we haven't brought anyone here from Earth later than 1917, but this doctor knows how to operate the machinery. He thinks the war chief is bringing his own people in, the Time Lords. It's the first time they got mentioned. The security chief wants the lecturer to help him find proof to give to the warlord. Meanwhile, the doctor, Zoe and Carstairs are hiding out while the rubber guards are over in the corner having a chat. They crawl through this wardrobe of period costumes, and the doctor says the wall there is held together by a magnetic force field, and he starts putting tape and bits of wire on it. Meanwhile, the lecturer has popped on the VR helmet and begins looking at one of the captured soldiers and their cartoon brain. Zoe suggests that the doctor use the sonic screwdriver to open the wall. Oh dear, this is the start of something. The Time Lords, the sonic screwdriver, it's all happening. The doctor's wired up the wall panel. He zaps it with the sonic screwdriver and then pulls it out of the wall just a little bit, and they peek through as Jamie is being loaded into the chair and they realize he's alive. The lecturer's looking at Jamie's cartoon brain with the VR helmet, but unlike the previous one, which was all squiggly, Jamie's is all squares. The doctor's like, oh, I think he's worked out he hasn't been processed. The Skype alert goes off for a mercifully short time, and the war chief appears. I think the Skype alert serves many functions. Like, it's to alert people that the phone is ringing. It's also that there's some sort of alarm going off, and it's just every time the war chief walks in the room, he's like, I demand this alert goes off every time I walk in the room. I want people to know I'm coming. I need a fanfare. So the war chief His pendant is shining magnificently. He wants to know why the rebels haven't been reprocessed. And the lecturer is kind of cagey. He's like, oh, they've shown great courage and enterprise. They may make future leaders. And the war chief gets snippy about why Jamie's being carted off to be interviewed by the security chief. And he goes, for what reason? For what reason? I'm like, oh my God, he's got a hangover or something. The lecturer says he appears not to have been processed before. And the war chief wants to be alerted about all such unusual developments. I'm like, I'm sure you want to know about anything unusual, mate. Carstairs knocks out the guy who's with the lecturer after the war chief leaves. And the doctor helps him with the machine and he's like, meanwhile, Baldy is still being held hostage in the barn now by Patrick Troughton's son, David Troughton, who's playing a British officer. I love him. He plays Tony Archer in The Archers, which I listen to every day. Baldy wants some water and when the soldier goes to get it for him, he tries to sneak off, but he's not great at it because old mate's got a giant rifle. Jamie, meanwhile, is being interrogated by the security chief who wants to know if the doctor was summoned there. Jamie says, no, he can't control the TARDIS. Then the Skype alert goes off. Well, this time the Skype alert in the guise of the war chief's announcement fanfare. War chief strides into the room like he's about to launch into a rendition of I Who Have Nothing, the Shirley Bassey song. Like, seriously, he looks like he's about to do a number. He's heaven. Then, oh my God. He's like, don't let me interrupt you. But the security chief says, oh, no, questioning's over. It's like, no, it's not. Then they have this weird workplace disagreement about who's responsible for what and who does reporting to who. And the war chief says, your first responsibility is to me. And the security chief says, no, I report to the warlord and my people. Oh, it's gotten very, very fractious between these two. The war chief says, if you don't trust me, tell the warlord. But if you accuse me without positive proof, I shall crush you. And he makes a little fist of crushing. Oh, my God, he's heaven. And then he sings a chorus of Big Spender. No. He always looks like he's about to break into a number. I'm loving him. The doctor wakes up the rebels and Carstairs shoots one of the rubber guards. People are just getting this carnage all over the place here. The doctor starts trying to unbolt the deprocessing thing, but he can't get it out before Carstairs gets him, like, shoos him out of the room because the Skype alarm's going off and it doesn't stop now. It is just permanent. Permanent Skype alarm. The phone's ringing everywhere, obviously. Now, Zoe, apparently, has memorized the list of resistance members, so she's quite an asset. Meanwhile, Baldy is asking the soldier to get his monocle for him. No, David Troughton, don't get the monocle, you idiot. But he does. So he starts using the monocle mind trick, and the camera pushes in way too close and we can see the sticky tape that stuck the scar on his face. Meanwhile, the security and the war chiefs have sent guards in to get the doctor and company. The security chief says, they must have used a space-time machine to get out of this room. And the war chief's like, no, I don't think so. Here's a bit of wall that's missing. There's your space-time machine. Meanwhile, the doctor is dressed in a gas mask in a World War I outfit to rescue Jamie. They all march into central control and knock out the technician. And the doctor starts fiddling with the controls as the guards arrive. The doctor has set up a force field, but two of them get through and there's like an outrageous fight with people falling off stairs in their rubber outfits. Like, it's quite camp. Zoe asks the doctor how he knew to do all that with the controls. He goes, oh, it's quite easy. So the doctor sends Zoe and the rebels off in the machine. Meanwhile, the doctor, Jamie and Carstairs stay behind because he has to get the processing machine. Meanwhile, Baldy has convinced Moore, that's the name of
David Troughton's character, that he's his commanding officer in the British Army, and then the machine arrives. Baldy orders Moore to shoot the rebel boss, who manages to get the gun off him because he's like confused. He's like, "Oh, I'm a rebel. No, I'm not. So they have a fight. And meanwhile, Baldy, after the fight ends and Moore gets chucked on the ground, Baldy holds a gun on the boss and says, "You've got to come with me." And he's like, no, I'm not going with you. You have to shoot me first." And then bang. Oh, no, it's Moore. He's shot Baldy. Oh. Meanwhile, the war chief is crowing about lapses in security. And the security chief losing the fugitives. He seems quite happy that old mate has proved to be slightly incompetent. The doctor manages to unscrew the processing machine finally and grabs some valves, and the lecturer hides behind a wall as they run past. The security guards are waiting for them in the departure bay, and the doctor throws a valve and there's gas goes everywhere, so they pop on their gas masks as the security guards all lie on the floor coughing, and they get inside the machine, but they realize that the machine has been halted from leaving from outside. So the doctor's managed to lock the door and he's like, nothing can get through there. The security chief is ordering him to surrender, and the war chief is like, let's not wait for them to surrender. We'll force them out. I'm activating the dimensional control. Carstairs notices that the walls are closing in and then the ceiling starts coming down, and the war chief says, "You must surrender or you'll be crushed to death. You've got 30 seconds to decide." And that's the end of the episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.